AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday, President's Day. Matt, Sam here today. Oh, we got a humdinger of a show coming up here. Oh, there's a funny story that's unfolding as we speak right now. And I've got a new nickname for a Republican. Prepare to meet Pokey. Representative Pokey from the Minnesota GOP. I'll get to that here in just a second. It's a huge week. Sam, and I don't know if you're aware of this. Where we're at, do you know how many seats we have left for the Tom Hartman dinner on the Saturday night? Do you know?
I don't actually know that answer, no.
Of course, once again, it's a huge week for us. Blue State Ball is on Sunday. Bauhaus Brew Labs sold out. We are sold out. We're going to have some good political guests. Because we're sold out, I'm not going to mention them right now. I don't want people upset. But we're going to have some pretty good-sized political guests out there. We're looking forward to seeing you out there. Once again, that is on Sunday is the Blue State Ball at Bauhaus Brew Labs. We also, though, have an opportunity. If you did miss out on getting tickets for the Blue State Ball, you can go. You wanted to sit down with Tom Hartman. Obviously, Tom wildly popular. And whenever he does come into town, we always do a special event, and we're doing one. This is going to be over at Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Tom Hartman's having a dinner on Saturday night. It's $200 per ticket, but it includes all your food, drinks, plus an intimate conversation with Tom Hartman talking about politics, his latest book. You know, you get to sit there and actually get to, have a nice dinner with Tom Hartman, which is a really cool deal. Now, once again, those tickets are getting really limited. We're going to probably sell out of everything at this point, but if you do want to get tickets, I would highly recommend you do not wait. Call 952. You need to call for these tickets. 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885. That's the Saturday night. Blue State Ball is on Sunday. Then we start political season like cray-cray in this state coming up here after that. Democrat of the day, Cheryl Youakim, is kind enough to join us. She is my representative. And she's kind enough today to join us about her re-election campaign and the issues that she's going to be facing here in 2020. Representative, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Well, thank you for having me on, Matt.
I'm glad. I know you've been real busy, so thank you. I do appreciate that.
So, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's start with one thing that you've come on now. You were on in 2016. You were on in 2018. We talked about you being in the minority in 2016. We talked about we were trying to claim the majority in 2018, which we did. Talk about the process of legislating, just as you've seen in that first year with Melissa Hortman as the Speaker and the Democrats in charge of the House?
Well, let me just say it's been a lot nicer to be in the majority. I am very happy with some of the changes we've instituted. Our Speaker Hortman has instituted on trying to make it a more transparent process. And it has been a lot of fun being the chair of the Education Policy Committee. We're trying to really move to more progressive bills and make sure that folks are taken care of. One thing that we had started way back in 2016 was the Minnesota Values Project, and that was where we went all over the state asking a series of questions to folks about what they thought about Minnesota, what they loved about it, what they needed help with. And those answers that we got from around the state has really driven our Minnesota Values Project and some of our legislative platform, which is making sure people have affordable and accessible health care, making sure that students have quality education, early childhood through higher ed, making sure that folks have an economic, have a secure way to be part of the economy, make sure that we have an economy that works for all. And then also this year we're adding in some stuff around climate and transportation. But what's been the most heartening about talking to people across the whole state is that folks don't want to just do well themselves. They want their neighbors and friends and family to do well too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think because what you just described there, and I caught some of the Republican press conference here about, you know, Minneapolis, big scary place. We need to, I don't know, have militant police force. I don't quite understand what they're trying to get at there. But needless to say, their entire campaign on the Republican side is not about helping their own communities. It's about the vilification of the inner city of Minneapolis and trying to, and frankly, from my personal opinion, it looks like they're just trying to go back to their districts and say, see, all those people that live in Minneapolis, those people that live in Minneapolis, I'm keeping them under control, versus what the Democrats are putting forward. I mean, it just, it's not nearly, I remember the frustration you had in those first 2 years there in 2017, 2018, during the election recycle, the cycle there with Republicans, where it was always no, no, no. And it, the idea of helping Minnesotans, I mean, that's what the goal of the legislature is supposed to be. It is refreshing to see the Democrats actually put forward a policy that somewhat embraces that.
Yes, you know, and that's, like I said, that's what we heard across the state. We didn't hear the politics of fear and division that we're hearing from the other side. We actually heard people saying, you know, we want an economy that works for everyone. We want our kids to have great schools. We want to have affordable and accessible health care. We want to take care of the environment. We want to have reforms so that everybody gets a fair shake. And it wasn't about fear and division. So we're really focused on that Minnesota values.
Let's talk a little bit about you on the Education Policy Committee there. Where do you feel when you first got in on this session, starting last year, where would you feel were the biggest gaps that you had to address, and what do you want to look at in 2020 here?
Well, last year we had a very bold and progressive financial package for education. Our tax bill, which actually 96, I sit on the tax committee as well, 96% of our tax bill was a bill that the Republicans had voted on the year before. There was only 4% that we added that did little things like closing offshore loopholes, adding a tiny bit onto the capital gains tax of people making over $500,000 in sheer investment income. And because of that, and because of fixing it so we lined up with some of the federal guidelines when we did conformity, we were able to find $1.2 billion in that tax bill. $900 million of it was going to go to education. So we really rolled out an education plan last year that was going to do some serious work on tackling the opportunity gap, making sure our students felt healthy and safe in their schools, and also that we were addressing the needs that our teachers and administrators and staff have to make sure they're providing quality education. Unfortunately, the Senate didn't see it our way. We had to compromise with about a $450 million package, but we're still working at it again this year.
Well, and I mean, this shows once again, you know, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. It shows the importance of having a Senate that's basically, not outside of the education and the tax committee, the entire thing with the emergency insulin bill. If you ever just wanted to see that the Senate was on their own personal agenda that has no intent of helping regular Minnesotans, it's that. I mean, a well-nuanced bill like your education policy bill here, where you're talking about finding more funding for schools, that never had a chance just because it's not about what's best for Minnesotans. It's about what's best for them or the people that are giving them campaign donations. And I just, you're right. We need to get that Senate back, because that's the only way. When the Democrats get the House and the Senate, guess what? Magic things happen in the state. We've had it happen where we've had the Democrats there. We need to have that happen again.
Well, and I just hope we're going into this 2020 election cycle just being wary of the folks that want to cause that fear and division in our politics, because we have enough of that coming from the federal level.
It is, but you know, it's like that whole thing with the county by county vote on immigration. They're trying to trickle it down to the local levels, and there is unfortunately, you saw in Roseau County the Second Amendment, you know, make sure the guns are safe law rules they put up in Roseau County. I mean, it's something that on local levels Republicans seem to be very eager to embrace, which is going to be interesting, because then they're basically banking everything on Donald Trump, which I don't know if that's a good idea personally.
I think we just need to really work on the bread and butter issues that Minnesotans care about, and our Minnesota Value Project really hits at that.
Absolutely. Now, as you're looking at 2020, I mean, do you have any hope? I mean, there was initially some gestures, I guess you could say, from the Republicans that, and I think in an and realizing that they do have suburban Senate seats, which are desperate, they desperately need to hold on to, that are vulnerable, that they might embrace a more open-minded, bipartisan agenda. Do you get any impression from your first few days there that that indeed is the case, that you might actually be able to get a few things passed?
I'm hoping that we can at least get a decent bonding package out of this year and a little bit of policy, but, you know, it's hard when you don't have a dance partner.
Well, it is. Or whenever your dance partner is like, I don't care if they're playing disco, I want to do ballroom dancing. And that's the only thing that happens. Although disco,
exactly.
The disco reference will get me some grief from people a little bit later on. Cheryl Yukim joining us is Democrat of the day for today. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention something that's definitely going to help your district quite a bit, that Southwest Light Rail line. I've always found it funny. Whenever Republicans talk about pipelines or mines, one of the first things they talk about is jobs, jobs, jobs. But this Southwest Light Rail line, you see it from Eden Prairie all the way into Minneapolis. They are building like crazy. There's a ton of great jobs that have been created with the building of this. And especially in Hopkins, you are seeing some pretty dramatic changes there, taking out that one building that used to be, I think, was the old Minneapolis Moline headquarters building years and years ago. That's actually getting destroyed. They're really doing a lot. That's ramping up quite a bit. That is going to be such a boon.
Yeah, the Hopkins Tech Center. I don't think Moline was all the way down there, but no, it is building out transit provides just as many jobs as, if not more, a pipeline or a mine would. And they're stable, long-term jobs, too. So, plus it adds to our infrastructure we desperately need. I have a lot of hopes for that as well, and trying to find a comprehensive transportation bill for next year. Trying to look ahead and just reminding everybody, too, I know you do a good job at reminding everybody to get out to the precinct caucuses on February 25th to be a part of the process. I know we don't have the straw poll for president, but we do have a lot of great work we need to do on the local level and getting candidates ready. So I hope folks consider the February 25th. And then also to make sure that folks also know about the presidential primary on March 3rd.
Indeed. As a matter of fact, we're going to be broadcasting live on the 3rd on the Super Tuesday with that. But you bring up the great point is that, and for a lot of people, and we had Steve Simon on, he was Democrat of the day not that long ago. And your reminder is Representative Yukim is saying, it's kind of split. The caucus is on the 25th. So a week from tomorrow, they're going to be having the caucus for everything but the presidency. The presidential primary in Minnesota, that actually takes place on Super Tuesday, March 3rd. So we want everyone to get on out there and get into your districts, because all your House races, the Senate races in the state, and then the U.S. House races, as well as I imagine there probably will be some stuff as well for that Senate race that's going on, that you want to be able to be there, because that's the incubator for basically policy. It's the public's input at those caucuses is so important.
Exactly. Well, and my quiet place has now turned noisy.
Yeah,
so I let you go.
Well, I'll tell you what. Just everyone out there really quick here, if you want to help out, Cheryl Yukim is 46B. That is basically Hopkins-St. Louis Park area. If you'd like to help out our campaign, it's CherylYukim.com, correct?
Yes, it is. It's CherylYukim, as in Mary.com.
Cheryl,
we love your support.
CherylYukim.com, door knock, phone bank, donate. I'll link to that a little bit later on. Representative Yukim, thanks for being my representative. Thank you very much for the time. I know your schedule is very busy. I very much appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, I'd love to come on again, and thank you so much for all the work you do, Matt.
My pleasure. Now, hopefully I'll try to check in with you for caucus night, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Representative Cheryl Yukim, Democrat of the day. Let's take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
The British are coming! The British are coming! are coming! Hey, you there! I'm Paul Revere. The British are coming. Where is everyone?
Ben Franklin dispatched an evacuation warning on Facebook. Didn't you get it?
Hi, I'm Chad Hobart with Social Media MN. If your marketing is behind the times, contact us today online at socialmediamn.com or at 763-244-4058. We can help your business message get dispatched and selected on social media and Google search. We offer uncomplicated, results-driven, and affordable internet marketing solutions for businesses of all sizes. SocialMediaMN.com or 763-244-4058.
Moe's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Moe's by visiting www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Moe's Tax Service.
Vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, and then you throw them away, right? Well, if you're ready to break out of that vicious cycle, we have the answer. Never heard of A1 Vacuum? They've been around forever, offering better alternatives. So if you're ready to stop filling the landfill, give A1 Vacuum a shot. Located in Roseville and ready to show you something better. Find them at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316. Better yet, drop by.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. I love Cheryl Youakim. She's a great representative. She really is. It's nice to have competency. I've always told people, it's like, I tell people, it's like, it's amazing what I've got because there's just a lot of people out there that just, they're frustrated because they've got such horrible representation. Cheryl Youakim is my House rep. Ron Latz is my senator, state senator. Of course, I got Ilhan Omar as my House district. My two senators are both Democratic. Governor Walz is my governor. I mean, we're doing everything right in my district. I mean, I've got sensational representation. It just is, yeah, they've got it's the other guys. It takes you getting on out. It takes being active. It takes you being important. It is President's Day, so I had the kids off today. And Sam, we went over to the Mall of America. And it's nice to get over there. It is still kind of remarkable. There was what appeared to be some people who were, they appeared to be homeless within the Mall of America. And we walked in the door, and I walked in on the first floor on the west side, which would be where the Holiday gas station is there. And we walk in on that one, and we go down, and it goes down to that one rotunda where the Lululemon store is and stuff like that. And so, because I got to get my Lululemon on, you know me. So we're going down. We go down there and see some people there that they look to be homeless. I mean, they're a little bit disheveled. And as we walked through it, and we ended up, we went over to a few places, we walked in through, there were multiple times where I saw people who seemed to, they at least appeared to be homeless, which brought up an interesting discussion I had with my kids about it. And that they were, my one daughter was like, I'm surprised they allow them to be here. I said, well, why wouldn't they? Why, if they're not bothering anyone. I mean, it reminds me of the discussion we had when I came back from Portland, Oregon, because Portland, Oregon is really – they've got an interesting policy. Basically, you can be homeless anywhere there. As long as you don't bother anyone, they don't care. So you can sleep on the streets. They don't care. You can sleep anywhere. And, it's fairly stark. And the problem – and what was interesting is we came back, and the problem I at least came back away from that with was – it felt as if by doing this, that they washed their hands of the problem, that the problem didn't exist anymore. We allow them to be anywhere as long as they don't bother anyone. And I brought up multiple cases where it's like, okay, no, there clearly were some people in distress that needed some help. But, you know, because, hey, we let them to be where they want to be, that's not necessarily a solution to the problem. And you know, and the frankly is this. I mean, I know that the Mall of America, like a lot of places, has rules. And the rules are that basically – and I don't know exactly what the rules are, but my guess would be for the Mall of America is you can't sleep necessarily on any of the benches or anything like that. They don't want you sleeping there. That they don't want you necessarily loitering into some place for an extended period of time. I don't know what that is. I mean, there are plenty of times where I've been – where my daughters have gone into a store to go shopping, and I've sat in a chair for 20 minutes and no one's ever poked, you know, bothered me at all. So I'm not exactly sure what their time for loitering is. But if there's a person and he's got – or they, she's got, because, you know, the homelessness is not a, you know, one-sided issue in regards to, you know, sexual orientation. But if you've got a person who is there – who's got their, you know, stuff in whatever, a baby carriage or something like this, and they're walking around the mall, and they're not bothering anyone. They're not panhandling. They're not asking for a handout. They're not, like, overtly odoriferous, where, you know, it just, the, you know, there's a smell issue that's there. They're not doing anything. What's the problem? And that is really the kind of the case, because as you're going to hear as we get into the show, especially in the next segment, part of the problem that people have, white people have, is that they just don't want to see that. Not they don't want to solve the problem. It's not that they don't want to deal with the problem. It's just that they don't want to see the problem. And trust me, there's a lot of people who claim to be Christian and claim to be good-hearted people and just caring out for the needy. That's all I'm hearing. It's like, we'll go into the Mall of America and see someone who clearly looks like they're homeless and say, why aren't they yanking that person and throwing them out on the street? Well, because it's 32 degrees outside. That's why. I mean, that's why they were in the Mall of America in the first place, is because it's winter and it's Minnesota and we have homelessness here, and you just basically wishing that you could go to the Lego store without seeing anything in the blight category is not a qualifying thing for us to send in militant cops to take every homeless person and put them into some caged area out in the outskirts of a city. That's not what decent human beings do. And just because someone is there and they are, for whatever reasons, you know, downtrodden. A lot of these guys are ex-military veterans who have had, you know, they have mental health issues that you know leads to this. I mean, there's a lot of stories there that you just can't wipe away because I was trying to go to the Levi store and the M&M store and I saw someone who looked like they were homeless and I'm uncomfortable. Well, that's you. That is you that is uncomfortable. If they're not bothering you, what's the freaking problem? And the reality is that's the world that we are living in right now, is that people go out of their way to make this a problem. And they don't have to. And as I'm going to refer to it here, there's a lot of people that when they come to the city, they want it to be a freaking Olive Garden. You know, that's what they want it to be. They want it to be not just an Olive Garden. They want it to be like the Chanhassen Olive Garden. They want a white experience. And that's not the real world. And I'm sorry that the real world is a little bit more difficult for you to handle. But there are places you can move. Cheyenne, Wyoming. Helena, Montana. Salt Lake City is remarkably white. Iowa. Where if you don't want to see minorities or... Well, I mean, the problem is if you're bothered by homelessness and you're bothered by people who look like they're downtrodden, every place has got those, except maybe not on the level of people who are of minority or color who are downtrodden. But still, you could probably move to Bemidji or there. And you see, and here's the deal is they want their sports tickets. They want to be near the metro area. Their job is here. And so they're kind of in this vicious circle of hate where they have to be in the metro area because of their job and their career, but they can't stand being here because it requires them being around people who are minorities or poor or a gay community, people, groups that they absolutely dislike. And I'm sorry you're so messed up, dude. I'm sorry that's the case. But the reality is this is the, as far as I'm concerned, it's just a person walking down the mall. And if they're just walking down the mall and they're not bothering anyone else, what right do you or anyone else have to say they can or cannot be there? Like I said, it was a good discussion with my kids because I don't feel I'm better than anyone else per se. I don't think I should be treated in a better way than anyone else. And it pains me to see the amount of people that are on this planet that demand that they get treated a certain way at the expense of other people's humanity. That's a hard bit. Speaking of which, Republicans, I will return in just a moment to talk about a fairly interesting day over at the state capitol when we come on back. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, the Internet of Things.
First it was your phone, then your watch. Soon your car, your refrigerator, maybe every room in your house.
What will happen when every device you own or operate is connected to the Internet?
Will it be a hacker's paradise?
Will it give governments and corporations just more chances to spy on us?
The Internet of Things, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, don't embarrass me by making me say this.
What does a used iPhone go for today?
Fine. My dad is the greatest fantasy football player of all time, Matt McNeil.
I won our league this year!
Ugh. When I'm getting together with my friends without my dad, we always go in my Sienna. Not only does it drive great in winter conditions, but it can easily fit all my friends with seating up to 8.
My son's friend's parents request he drive because he has a Sienna. It tells you everything you need to know about their safety and reliability. See for yourself at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
We're breaking out this time.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Victor's 1959 Cafe, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Fantastic breakfast over there, 3756 Grand Avenue in South Minneapolis. Great Cuban food. If you haven't been, go there. I've gone there. You can see Gary in Minneapolis over there. It's good fun, so go check it out. I do love that place. 952-946-6205. So, I'm going to start off with the end of the story, and then I'll circle back to it here. But it was funny because all of a sudden I saw this video from John Croman. He's a Care 11's political reporter. Okay, he has a video of Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, talking to Representative Matt Grossel as they're walking through. And I know where this is, in the kind of the catacombs underneath the state capitol building, and they're walking there. And they're clearly having a very heated discussion, to which at very clearly you can see Grossel starts poking in the chest of the mayor of Minneapolis. Sam, have you seen the video of this?
I have seen the video. I even saw the screenshot you posted, and like in that you can see him.
He's poking the mayor of Minneapolis in the chest. It goes downhill from there. But Jacob Fry, why he doesn't, I he's a saint of a man, because he's, you know, why he didn't slug the guy when he did that, I don't know. But he basically puts his hand on Grossel's shoulder and says, just don't lie about my city, to which Grossel says, don't touch me! Don't touch me! And then Grossel just becomes the, here is, then Fry is talking to someone else who's, you know, clearly there, and just gets in his face and starts yelling at him in his face, because all of a sudden, and why? Because Grossel saw the camera. Because Grossel saw the camera, and all of a sudden, it wasn't about him poking the mayor of Minneapolis in the chest. It was, he touched me, and I'm a victim. So I say, okay, what in the world is this? What is going on here? Because it's not often you see a whiny little biatch in a Republican Matt Grossel. Grossel, you're just such a whiny little biatch. Can anyone make sure that Matt Grossel, representative, hears me say, you're such a whiny little biatch. You are. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Anyway, what caused this? Well, I found this story. Republican state lawmakers on Monday unveiled a set of public safety proposals aimed squarely at the Twin Cities, drawing a swift rebuke from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry, who accused them of misrepresenting crime-fighting efforts in the partisan end. And by the way, who wheeled the wheelbarrow with the cojones that Fry had on this? Holy God, Mayor Fry, I salute you, because what you did today, this was good. Dubbed Safety in Our Cities, the GOP proposal includes additional resources for Metro Transit Police to respond in a significant increased crime on trains and buses. It also contains a requirement that cities with regional or statewide sports and entertainment facilities have adequate number of police officers near those venues or risk losing state local government aid. By the way, none of this is going anywhere, because I guarantee you this, Hortman's never going to let this thing, you know, the Democrats are not going to let this thing get through the House. Okay, here we go. Speaking of dramatic drama queens, kings, Kurt Dowd. Frankly, I don't think people's safety when they visit Minneapolis, St. Paul is a partisan issue, said Kurt Dowd. We think that everyone has a right to feel safe in these cities. Whether you live here, work here, or visit here, whatever the situation may be, we feel we have the right to be safe in these cities, because no one is ever safe here. Well, actually, I was downtown. Never mind. I was downtown this weekend. When was the last time you were downtown, Matt? Sam?
Just about every night, because I deliver pizza down there.
How many times a night are you mugged?
In the, 10 years I've been delivering pizza, not a single time.
How many gang beatings do you have to take on a daily basis, my friend?
Not one, and I don't think I've ever seen one personally either.
Oh, I went downtown, and all of a sudden it was Escape from New York, man. It was Escape from New York. I had on a car with chandeliers on it, and that's what I was like. I was the Duke. the Duke of Lower Town. That's it. Woo, yeah. They seem to be inflating this just a smidge. I'm just going to let it go. Roughly a dozen state lawmakers, joined by Minneapolis Police Lieutenant Bob Kroll, presided, president of the police union, painted a picture of violent gang and drug activity deterring residents from the suburbs or outstate from visiting the Twin Cities or sporting events or other activities. Fry, who sat among the reporters at Monday's news conference, at one point interrupted the GOP lawmakers to describe as not true Dowd's statement that the mayor refused to increase the number of sworn officers of the city's last budget. That's not true. He did, actually. Speaking to the reporters afterwards, Fry criticized House Republicans as trafficking misinformation in describing the criminal justice proposals and not for reaching out to local government officials to discuss them. And it should be noted here, once again, there was no one local as an elected official at this meeting. These were all outstate Republican, white Republicans. And the union head, Bob Kroll, who's a massive tool. I mean, that guy is a massive jack. Ugh. You know, he is. He is just a jerk. And by the way, it does bring up an interesting question. Since he is a public servant, can't we petition, couldn't we get on the ballot his removal? Couldn't we actually have a vote on whether or not Bob Kroll should be fired from the Minneapolis Police Department? I think you can actually do that. We should probably do that because he's not good. And he's only in this because he's not good. I'll get back to him in a second here. Fry later got into a verbal confrontation with Matt Pokey Grossel. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Republican from Clearbrook, a retired law enforcement officer. The people deserve to hear the truth, Fry said, patting Grossel on the shoulder. So do that for me. And so once again, reminder. And by the way, the Star Tribune purposely omitted the fact Grossel was clearly poking the mayor of Minneapolis in the chest prior to Jacob Fry gently placing his hand on whiny little biatch Matt Grossel's shoulder. Don't touch me, Grossel shot back. Stop lying to me. And at this point, I mean, Fry is talking to someone else, and he basically gets in the middle of their conversation and starts yelling at him because he realized the cameras were on him at that point. All right, so a few things here. And if you haven't seen the video, go to my Twitter feed. It's right there. And a nice bit of work, give credit where credit is due, to John Croman over at Care 11 who had that video. All right, let's start with the Republicans, shall we? Let's start with them. You guys don't care about Minneapolis-St. Paul and I can point to one simple thing that shows that anything you say about concern about the metro area is completely false. You're not even running candidates in most of those races. I think we just had an open seat, 60A. There wasn't a Republican on the ticket. And don't give me this, well, there was one guy who basically volunteered to run, but we didn't give him any money and we didn't give him any help from the Minnesota GOP state committee, but he still ran technically as a Republican. No. You're not running anyone in these seats. You don't care about Minneapolis. You don't care about St. Paul. Heck, you don't care about outside of like Woodbury in Edina. You don't care about the first tier suburbs at all. You really only care about the whiter suburban areas. If you cared so much about the Minneapolis-St. Paul Metro, why aren't you even running candidates in there? Why aren't you? You're not. That's not me. That's you. And also, if I can point out another little gem for you guys. You guys, the Republicans, their entire mantra for the last 30 years is those big city slickers sticking their nose in our rural business. They should stay out of our business. Oh, but all of a sudden, I mean, and it's not like your business doesn't affect us. You have plenty of things that go on in these rural districts. I mean, I'll give it what US 53 had they up in Virginia, Minnesota, they had to rebuild the bridge up there, which required a lot of state taxpayer dollars. We have a war against methamphetamine, which is mainly being produced in outstate Minnesota. You guys, drugs are affecting all of us. So it's not like you guys don't do things that don't affect us. We get affected by your districts, but your entire argument is, you can't mess with us because you're the big city slickers. And we're the humble rural American folk just embracing true real values. Well, then all of a sudden someone says, black guy, and you guys are like, we got to stick our nose into Minneapolis-St. Paul because there are black people there. And let's just call it what it is. You're only concerning yourself because they're black people and they're Latino people and they're Native Americans and they're poor people. And I am out in suburbia and I went into the city and it was nothing like a Red Lobster out in Chaska. It was nothing like the Red Lobster in Chaska. You pathetic losers, man. Dude, it's the city. Okay? And I mean, this is This is your entire thing is, well, what your concern is that white people coming in from the suburbs, when they get in there, they're being exposed to black people and poor people and Latino people. And we want it to be like some sort of insulated, hermetically sealed environment where they're basically, they don't have to see this stuff. Then we want them to be able to park their car, walk calmly down the street, not seeing any minorities whatsoever, unless they're playing the sport, okay? And then get in there and go to the venue and then walk back to the car, not see any minority or any poor people, and go on home. Dude, that's not the job of the police department. That's the job of your ignorant asses being educated into what it means going into a city, okay? Because even in, like, Salt Lake City, there's homelessness, and then there's poor people, and then there are minorities. And that's just part of the deal. It's a city. But this idea of, you know, if we can get those teleportation discs where they can just teleport like it's that Star Trek Picard, and they can teleport right into the target field, and then they can just basically, you know, wipe out teleportation. But they can't go both ways. We cannot be having, they only have to be working with Caucasian skin folk, because if we have them start teleporting back out into Chanhassen and Shakopee and out into Watertown and all these water communities, it's going to be chaos. It's going to be chaos. Guys, it's pathetic. And here's why it really is pathetic. Your entire bill only is concerned about white wealthy people getting in for baseball games or football games or a concert. But what happens when there isn't a local sporting event or a concert going on? You guys don't care. Your bill doesn't even address that. The day-to-day lives of the people in the city. Your only concern are wealthy white people coming into the from the suburbs, making sure that their experience is like the Olive Garden in Lakeville. And that is what your entire existence is doing here. It's a joke. This entire thing is a freaking joke. You don't care about Minneapolis-St. Paul. You just basically want to say, and this is white Republicans are basically sitting there saying, look at me, I'm getting those black people and those Latino people and those Native American people and those poors. I am getting them under control. I'm getting police there that are going to beat their asses with nightsticks and gun them down if they need to be, because God forbid I see any of them when you see one of them when you walk from the parking ramp to your baseball game and then go back home. You pathetically white. God, you are like the most Caucasian human beings I've ever seen in my life. You are the whitest. You are like a loaf of Wonder Bread smothered in marshmallow fluff, basically in a snowstorm. You know, it's just the whitest damn thing I've ever seen in my life. Your only concern, you want to hire, what, you know, 20,000 police officers to basically line the streets with tanks so that when white people come into town, they basically they feel like they're safe? How about this? You know, if you go into town and you're not a jackass, you generally don't have any problems. Bob Kroll, I also want to make, once again, can we petition the city? Can we put something, a referendum on the ballot that we should fire Bob Kroll? Because frankly, there are times I ask the question whether or not Bob Kroll, if he thinks that he should be able to get away with gunning people down the street that because they're liberals, those libtards. I got them. I got those libtards. I sometimes ask the question what his ultimate end game is, and it almost feels like he wants to install himself as the Archduke of Minneapolis and basically you know put his throat on the foot of every liberal in town. That's what sometimes it feels like. I don't know what, you know, he clearly has a political agenda here. And frankly, because of Bob Kroll, I trust Minneapolis police a hell of a lot less. I absolutely do. And I'm almost at the point of telling the city, don't give him anything until Bob Kroll's out of there, because he is only doing all this. He seems to only be doing all this for his own personal political clout. But then we get back to Grossel. So that's what that happened. You get the idea of what happened there. And so you get back to Grossel. And so here's Jacob Fry not taking their crap, showing up at their press conference, calling them out, and then challenging him. And here's Grossel poking him in the chest, poke, 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 and then acting like he's the victim because the mayor of Minneapolis touched me. Dude, first of all, Representative Grossel, you must have sucked at being a cop, dude. Seriously, you must have been a really sorry excuse for a law enforcement officer. Seriously, you sound like you're an absolute nightmare. And maybe it's a good thing you're not doing law enforcement, because I get the feeling you'd be punching people. I don't know. I get the impression that you might be willing to punch people with handcuffs on or something like that. Yeah, that's the kind of guy you sound like when you're poking someone in the chest and then they touch you and it's like, how dare you touch me? And then you have to yell at them because you see a camera behind them. Matt Grossel, you have earned the nickname Pokey. I am going to call you Pokey from now on, because you are just a... You are just a delight, Pokey. And why don't you come on to my show? Come on, Pokey. Pokey, come on to my show. I'll let you put it here. You try to poke me once, it ain't going to end well, and you're not an officer. So, come on. If you'd like, you're more than welcome to. Tough guy. Are you tough guy, Matt Grossel? Is that the bullying guy? You're the tough guy? I call you a wuss ball, dude. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Gary and Chris, hold on. I'll get your calls here in just a second. 952-946-6205. Your calls as well. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Get a head start on this year's Blue State Ball by having dinner with me, Tom Hartman, on Saturday, February 22nd at Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. It's your chance to discuss with me the big issues facing the country in a small, intimate setting. You can guarantee your spot at the February 22nd dinner by pre-purchasing a ticket for $200. Tickets are very limited and will go fast. So reserve your spot now by calling 952-946-8885. More details at am950radio.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years' experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about outdoor fires. Sitting around a fire is the oldest, most basic form of human activity.
What's new is in the way fire is burned. We can show you how to burn cleaner with a lot less smoke.
The radiant heat and light from an open fire is unmatched. It kindles our spirits and connects us to the outdoors. And now it's easier to experience and enjoy.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs wood and gas burning fire pits and fireplaces. Let us help you experience an outdoor fire without all the smoke.
Come see the many ways you can enjoy a fire outdoors.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for 25 years. You'll not find someone who loves their job more than me. The process of painting your home could not be easier. Go to nickslavik.com, click on the button Paint My Walls or Paint My Cabinets. I'll personally be in contact with you to get an estimate, either in-home or a free virtual estimate. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. We're not like other contractors.
AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Aaron Rupar pointing out Roops with the Scoops on Donald Trump. Happy President's Day. President is president with an apostrophe S. Like it's president. It's not for all presidents. It's just it's my day. Do I get a free Whopper? It's President's Day. Oh, my God. What an astoundingly ignorant human being. Gare Bear is in Minneapolis. Gary, welcome on in.
Yeah, Matt, these anti-science, anti-climate, livable climate Republicans, You know, they remind me of when Henry Ford put us on mass transit with the Model T, got the common man to take a distance away from home and put everybody on the road. You know, they would probably be the people that would say, we got to keep the horse and buggy, because they were in the lobby with the horse ranches and the buggy factories. And I also want to talk about health care. A lot of these, what they call moderate Democrats, are in the clutches of the insurance and drug companies that want to keep this greedy system. We're supposed to be the ones that are, what do you call it, radical, because we want Medicare. I'll tell you, I had a union negotiated health care. When I got a Medicare, I got rid of all that profit-making deductibles and saved $400 on premiums, and those damn deductibles they stuck me with.
Al, yeah, thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, I was doing horse impressions after that. Here come the Republicans. Chris is in Chanhassen. Chris, thank you very much for holding. Welcome on in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that as far as the light rail, there does need to be a little bit more security on the light rail. I rode it for like 2 years when I worked at Mystic Lake, rode it back and forth, and I didn't see that many much security on there.
Well, Chris, really quick, if I can clarify here, when you go to Mystic Lake Casino, the light rail doesn't go down there. Where were you riding the light rail to Mall of America?
I got off work at Mystic Lake off of there on Franklin, and I had to ride the light rail to the airport to do my other job at the airport.
Okay,
And also too, the light rail, there is no parking for the baseball game, because the light rail takes you right to Target Field, and you walk right off the light rail right to the ballpark, and you can. I usually tell people, because I work at the hotel, this hotel in Bloomington. I usually tell people after the game, wait about an hour, go to the bar or something, and hang out, because the light rails get jammed up, and then they send like a two car or something like that after a game.
Well, yeah, and Chris, thank you very much. And you know, his point is right. You know, that train does pull right up to the station, the Target Field. You walk right out. As a matter of fact, they have a stop over at the U.S. Bank Stadium, I believe, as well. So here's what I'm going to say. Is there crime? Yes. But let's make sure we understand something. These people don't care about the crime. If they did, they wouldn't only be first of all, they'd be running candidates in these races, which they are not. They're not even running candidates in most of Minneapolis-St. Paul, because they don't care about Minneapolis-St. Paul. Nor is their problem here, is their agenda, have anything to do with the people of Minneapolis-St. Paul being safe in the city. It's about wealthy white people taking transit on in or parking and walking in. And by the way, I park in the ramps right there off 394. What problems do you have? I mean, seriously, what problems are you having? And that's why this is all about black people, Latino people, Native American people, homeless people. That's what it is. It's about basically saying we want an Applebee's in Ham Lake experience going into downtown Minneapolis. And the reality is that's just not the city. And I'm sorry it scares you paranoid white folk out there, but that's just the deal. Stop playing games with Minneapolis-St. Paul. Jacob Fryer, my hero. Pokey! We're back tomorrow. Until then, see ya!